White. Portland, Maine, November 23, 1871. Dear Willie, I understand that you sent letters to New Hampshire, but we have not received them. They will probably be remailed. We are at Brother Gowell's of Portland. We visited your Aunt Harriet last Monday, left Tuesday. Your Uncle Samuel, McCann, is some better than he was in the summer. They were all glad to see us. I write now for to tell you to take the tulip bulbs in the cupboard in the parlor and place them between the peonies, between the house and the gate. They should have been set long ago. Will you take up the gladiolas and the dahlias and put in a box of dry sand? Have Lily look in the underdraw of the bureau in open chamber and get Willie's pants pattern. There are two patterns. We want the largest of the two. And get Willie's coat pattern and cut a pattern just like it and send the patterns to us at Boston, care of Stratton, South Boston. Send the coat pattern that Willie's best close-fitting coat was cut from. I had rather not have the only pattern sent, fearing it may not reach us. Your father has a bad cold. I have a cold also. Lucinda is well and cheerful. She is with us. We hope that you are all well and prospering in the Lord. I dreamed, Willie, a few nights since, in regard to Edson, that Byron Sperry and you and Edson were playing ball. Byron injured Edson very much. He showed us that he was hurt. I told him before I dressed his wound, I wished Byron and Willie to see it. I asked him if Willie did not see that he was badly hurt by Byron. He said he did, but guess he did not think he was hurt much. I went and called Byron and Willie. But you, neither of you, responded to my call at first, although you both heard me. Finally, Willie said, Byron does not have to come, and I wish to play this game out. I went back to Edson. He was trying as best he could to dress his wounds. Your indifference to his injury made me feel very bad. Said I, poor boy, wounded and bruised, and yet awkwardly try to dress his own wounds. I don't know what this dream means, but don't let Byron get you into any difficulty. Keep clear of his schemes. Stand by yourself as much as possible. Much love to brother and sister Abby and Lily. I meant to have written them before this, but could not get to it. James is waiting for this. So goodbye, your mother.